This is KCUR 89.3. Sporting KC has soccer players from countries including Brazil, Colombia, Spain, and Venezuela. Sports scouts search the globe for talent. The same is increasingly true in ballet. About 20% of the professional company at the Kansas City Ballet is international. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
It's just a few weeks before the Nutcracker is scheduled to open in a rehearsal studio at the Kansas City Ballet's Bolander Center. Dancer Amaya Rodriguez is dressed in a dark pink leotard, a stiff white tutu, and point shoes. Leon Fu wears a gray t-shirt and lightweight sweatpants. The dancers each play several roles in the production, but on this day, Rodriguez and Fu are running through the steps for the Sugar Plum Fairy and her cavalier. They're in step with other dancers in the ballet's professional company, but their path here from other countries sets them apart.
So when I was in school, my dream was always coming to America, you know, the American dream.
That's Leon Fu, who grew up in Qingdao, China. Fu has danced in the United States for about a decade and joined Kansas City Ballet in 2014. Amaya Rodriguez is one of the company's newest members. She's from Havana, Cuba, where she danced with National Ballet of Cuba for 11 years. Rodriguez says she decided to move to the United States to continue her career, and she says she's happy and excited to be with Kansas City Ballet. There's a growing number of international dancers in the company, from China, Brazil, and two new this season from Cuba. Artistic director Devin Carney says it's tied to his vision for
Kansas City Ballet. Don't want it to be cookie cutter, all, you know, the same height, the same look. That's not who we are as a world anymore. And I think it's extremely important that we societally are reflecting who we are. And, you know, that comes through recruiting as many different types of dancers as possible.
Carney starts to recruit dancers in February and March, and he says he's likely to see about 1,000 dancers during the audition process in Kansas City and cities such as San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, and New York. He says international dancers are taking a close look at what American companies can offer.
One of the reasons that they leave their country is because they don't get as much of a diverse repertoire to perform.
That's what appealed to Leon Fu, who danced with companies in Singapore and South Korea before moving to the U.S.
When I was in Singapore, we did a lot of contemporary pieces. And when I was in Universal Ballet, it was mostly classical. So coming here, it was more diverse, which is kind of like half-half.
And Fu also knew Devin Carney from Cincinnati Ballet, where he danced for 6 years. Carney served as associate artistic director there before starting in 2013 at the Kansas City Ballet.
Being a dancer, sometimes, yes, you get tired, but you do want to be the best you can, so you want to be pushed. You don't want to just be doing something comfortable.
Amaya Rodriguez says she was also looking for a change.
In
Cuba, Rodriguez says, there was a focus on technique, on pirouettes and leaps. Here, she says, there's a focus on footwork and speed and musicality. She says this has been a great challenge for her career. Rodriguez says she's had a little difficulty with language barriers. She understands some English, but she's not as comfortable speaking it. But she says there's a good side to that. Members of the company want to learn Spanish, and she wants to learn English, so she says it makes it a little less daunting. And in ballet, French is a common language. Think terms like plié or pirouette. Again, artistic director Devin Carney.
See, that's the language we all have. I can go anywhere in the world and talk to a dancer about dance in terms of the steps.
Carney says the biggest challenge in hiring international dancers is dealing with the visa restrictions.
You know, you can make a commitment to a dancer. Yes, we want you to be a part of this company, but then you can wait 8 months, 9 months for the visa application to go through. Another challenge in creating a more international company.
When Leon Fu was in Cincinnati, his work visa was renewed each year, until 1 year when it was denied.
We had to prepare way more like evidence, documentation. It was like so thick, like, because they say I was not eligible. You have to be the best of the best to be dancing here.
Letters from artistic directors around the country, audience members, and a senator from Ohio helped make the case for Fu to stay. In Kansas City, he's here on a 3-year visa, and he started the process of applying for a green card. Amaya Rodriguez has a 1-year visa, and for now, she's enjoying her life in a city that still seems fresh and new.
Wow, quiet. My life is here. It's my city. I like it. I like it so much, Kansas City.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
Kansas City Ballet presents its all-new version of The Nutcracker with choreography by artistic director Devin Carney through December 24th.